WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Kids in the Hall is a group of five Canadians in their late 20s and early 30s who write and perform sketch comedy. Lorne Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live, first saw the kids perform in Toronto in 1986 and took them under his wing. He's the executive producer of their HBO series, which is in its second season. The members of this all-male group write some pretty gender-bending humor. My guests are Mark McKinney and Scott Thompson. This sketch, conceived by McKinney, is about a group of guys playing poker.
My deal?
Yeah.
So you're in or out of this one? I want more of your money.
Just give me a minute.
Come on, are you in or out?
Just give me a minute.
Are you in
or
out?
Would you just give me a minute?
Whoa, what's wrong with you, having your period?
Well, what if I was, huh?
Do you want to step outside?
Hey. No. I just want to have a period, that's all. Just one a month, okay?
Come on, guys.
Why?
Might help a guy organize his time.
Yeah. Each month I feel my body become fertile and I'd say, no, I choose not to have a baby. Oh, rent's due.
Yeah. Well, that'd be pretty ridiculous, you know, because I hear menopause is ugly.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I heard it's great.
What?
Yeah, I hear it's like taking ecstasy in a rocket ship ride, all rolled into one.
What?
And I hear that you don't know
well,
what you're talking about.
Well, we will never know, will we?
Deal.
Mark, would you explain where the title Kids in the Hall comes from?
The title Kids in the Hall comes from a Jack Benny history, from the history of Jack Benny. He had comedy writers that he would pass in the hallway on the way to his radio show, and they would try and sell him jokes for $5-$10 a piece. And if it worked on the air, he would say, that's one from the Kids in the Hall. And then eventually, as Jack Benny aged, so did the Kids in the Hall. They were a very old man.
Did you guys ever get confused with New Kids on the Block?
Constantly.
It's awful. I watched their rise up the chart. We're called, more often than not, it's now the New Kids in the Hall or the...
Yeah. But, yeah, apparently I'm the gay one. And I don't know which New Kid in the Block that would be, but I'm not saying anything, but...
Let me ask you to each describe one or two characters that you've created.
Mark, you start.
Me? Oh, okay. Well, I suppose the best-known one is this guy who sits in a park in a chair and just takes out his misanthropy, is that the right word, on the world
mm-hmm.
by crushing the heads of people, squinting through his thumb and forefinger and pinching off their heads.
He's imagining he's pinching them off.
Well, given his tenuous grasp on reality of this particular character, he might believe it actually is happening.
Scott, describe one or two characters that you've done.
One character I do is called Buddy Cole. And he's a lounge lizard, like a philosopher queen who basically is glued to a bar chair in a gay bar. And all he basically does is drink, watch the passing parade, and comment acidly about it. And he's based on a number of queens that I've known, and the queen in me.
People make fun of me because I lisp. Really? Such a lot of fuss over a few extra S's. They say that every different group has their own language. For example, fags say things like girl and sister and what's her problem. Another example, foxy black mamas. They say things like girl and sister and what's her problem. Makes you think.
Is it ever problematical to do a queen without feeling like that you're furthering certain stereotypes that people have of gays?
Yes, actually, at the beginning, I did question it a lot. Now I don't, because I think that it's basically people that think I'm reinforcing a stereotype are operating from a flawed beginning, because to say that that's reinforcing a negative stereotype would be to say that effeminacy or femininity is negative. And when you don't believe that is negative, even in a man, then you're okay. Plus, as well, I believe that Buddy's always a winner, and he's smarter than anyone around him. And people don't laugh at him, they're laughing at what he says. He's not a loser, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's not like all the queens that have come before in pop culture.
Wait a minute. Buddy is gay?
No, he's not gay, Mark. He's just, he's only accepted by the gay community, but he's completely heterosexual.
Oh,
and he has
okay,
three children
good.
And a lovely wife. But
terrific. Good.
He's just
I don't know. I just heard something there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay.
All of the performers in Kids in the Hall have dressed in drag at some point to play women. And I have to say, I think you all do it in a very convincing way. It's not this real broad Milton Berle kind of burlesque of women. The first time I saw one of those sketches, I thought it was a woman. What's the key to being a man and playing a woman convincingly?
Well, it all started off, we started playing women because we were, you know, we all had relationships. And after a while, when we started writing sketch comedy, writing scenes about just the five of us or some skewed reality just wasn't playing off. So we thought we'd write about our girlfriends and our mothers and our sisters and our, we don't have any daughters, do we? No. So we just thought we will do it accurately. We're not going to get laughs for being a guy in a dress. And sorry, the other part of your question was, it was sort of a two-parter there.
Oh, well, how do you make it convincing?
How do you make it convincing? Well, just by playing it completely straight. You try as an actor to observe as much as you can about the character that you're doing, comedically, of course. But you never, ever get a laugh on the basis that, you know.
Unless it's a funny-looking woman. Do you know what I mean? I mean, unless she's supposed to be funny looking.
Yeah, but beyond that, you're still saying this is a real character.
Did you ever consider, instead of having the men play female parts, actually casting women, actually adding women to the group?
We did. In the early part, women came in and out of the group, but it's a sort of a sad reality because there are fewer women in comedy that if they're good, they tend to accelerate a lot quicker. And we had 2.5 years in the wilderness playing to 8 people once a week, where it was very, very tough. We were making absolutely no money. And the women who stuck with us for a little while and who became good got swallowed up by Second City or got commercial work. Or
became stand-ups like Sandra.
Yeah.
Scott, you are known as the gay member of the group.
Yeah. I wish I was known as the pretty member or the really hung guy. But no, I have this.
Were you always out in your career as an actor or comic?
No, I was not. I came out actually very late. I came out when I was 24. And
how many years ago was that?
8. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. But I came out with a vengeance, I guess, and I just never thought, there just didn't seem to be any point in doing comedy that came from yourself and being in the closet. It didn't make any sense to me. I mean, and yet I know that there are literally hundreds of people out there who are doing it in popular culture, and many of them, you know what I mean? Comedians and writers and actors, and I don't know how they do it, and I wouldn't want to have to do that, but it just made sense to me. But with the Kids in the Hall, I was out from day one on stage, yes.
And they never had any problem with it?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. And but, you know, they, everybody does, you know? I mean, everybody's got internalized homophobia, even me. So, but...
Yeah, but you really got to stop this fag-bashing stuff that's taking it too far.
Yeah. We're a group that's very dedicated to each other, and we've worked all of our problems out, and it's... we just accept each other for what everybody is, you know?
You mentioned one of the gay characters that you've created, the Queen. Is there another one that you could describe?
Yeah. Big gay character? I have some gay personas that aren't as developed as Buddy, and I've played other characters who are gay that haven't...
Tony Baldwin.
Yeah, Tony Baldwin. I have one this year. He's actually a television star, and he's very much like those primetime
hunks.
He's
on a show called Surf Cops.
Yeah, and, you know, my name's Tony Baldwin. And
in your book!
Yeah, you know, he's really macho, and he's a sex symbol, and he's on television, and he wants to be a movie star.
And he's trying to keep his stories out of the Inquirer.
And he's terrified because of what's happening in popular culture, that he's going to be outed. And I won't say who he's based on, or anything like that, because I don't really know. Because there's, God knows there's many out there to choose from. And he's just this really kind of, I think, pathetic person who... can't accept himself.
But comic.
But he's funny. But at the same time, he's one of those gays in popular culture who define masculinity, which is that strange thing we have.
Yeah, yeah. I think Kids in the Hall is inevitably compared to SCTV because both groups are originally from Canada. Do you feel any connection with SCTV besides the Canadian one?
Actually, I do feel real connection with them because I think we are part of a lineage in terms of. Like, I think, In Living Color is sort of like the new Saturday Night Live. And I think maybe you could say we are like an SCTV, because when Saturday Night Live was around, they were huge. You know, it was a major phenomenon. And SCTV was lesser so. Do you know what I mean? They were making their kind of comedy. It was more cultish. And mm-hmm. I think we're more cultish than In Living Color is. And I mean, I think it's harder to find us because we are on cable and all that. And I think that we have a very similar outsider stance that SCTV has. We look at things from the outside because we are non-Americans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mark McKinney and Scott Thompson from the comedy group The Kids in the Hall. Their second season on HBO begins next month. Last season shows are on the Comedy Channel.